Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. I am Pastor Dave, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. And I just want to say thank you for listening. Today, we pray for all the people that are essential workers, all the people that are going back out. We pray that people would be safe. Lord, we just ask during this time of COVID-19 for your grace to be sufficient and for you to shelter all of our essential workers and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of our seven-part series on Psalm 23. And during this season of journeying from Easter to Pentecost, we've been spending our Sundays looking at one verse of Psalm 23. The first week we learned that the Good Shepherd is the great I Am. Our Lord is our Good Shepherd, who is unchanging. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What a wonderful promise to know that our Lord's steadfast and unfailing love for us does never change. We also learned that our Shepherd is personal. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, he is my shepherd, but if you use those words, he's also your shepherd. The second week, we learn that we need to get off the roller coaster of life and rest in the green pastures and beside the still waters that Yahweh, the good shepherd of the sheep, brings us. There was an old TV show called Green Acres. The show opened and closed with a catchy little song. Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the place for me. Well, after studying these verses, and especially after studying verse 2, I changed the words. Green pastures is the place to be. Christ living is the life for me. And if you were listening last week, we heard from how the Good Shepherd restores our souls and leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Today, our psalm takes a personal twist and brings us through the valleys of life without fear, worry, or concern that the great I Am, Yahweh, the shepherd of the sheep, has been with us and will be with us and will never leave us. Before we turn to the living word, let us come to the throne of grace in prayer. Lord God Almighty, your love is unchanging. We give thanks and praise that you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are my good shepherd. Your love is personal and precious to me. You provide for us by giving us green pastures and still waters. You restore our souls and lead us on right paths, not because of anything we've done, but simply because of who you are. Teach us today about the shadow of the valley of death. Amen. If you have your Bibles, grab them. Turn to Psalm 23. I hope you're highlighting them. I hope you're taking some time to just read those verses. Maybe read one verse and stop and pray. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. As a New Testament passage, I've been asking people to read John 10. I've been asking the people in our church, at least, to read John 10, verses 1 through 14. This kind of ties in with Psalm 23, at least I believe it does. And there's some wonderful passages that, and especially two great I Am passages where Jesus says, I am the gate and I am the good shepherd. Those are some wonderful words. I hope that as you've been enjoying this series and you journey with us Psalm 23, I pray that by taking our time, these six verses will minister to you. Today we study verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. One of the most famous illustrations that I could find, I went through illustration after illustration, but one of the illustrations that I found on Psalm 23 on this verse comes from United Flight 93. Just before using his now familiar Let's Roll on September 11th, 2001, inside the passenger cabin of United Airlines Flight 93, Todd Beamer said a prayer with GT operator Lisa Robinson. Together, they quoted Psalm 23. He and others then took action to prevent further deaths of innocent American victims on the ground. They chose to attempt to reclaim the hijacked airplane. Todd led the group to action with his family outing rallying call, now turned a battle cry, "Let's roll." But before he said "Let's roll," he said Psalm 23. Psalm 23 has ministered to many in times of trials, danger, sorrow, grief, and death. In December, my dear friend of the past 20 years passed away. My wife and his wife are Zooming as they read a book called A Grace Disguised by Jerry Sitzer. I would highly recommend that book if you've lost a loved one or if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, grief. I would recommend A Grace Disguised by Jerry Sitzer. His wife knows we are journeying through Psalm 23. So she went out and she copied my good friend's Bible pages and she photographed them and sent them to me. I have them here in my journal. And at the top of my really good friend's Bible pages, he wrote, where Psalm 23 is, he wrote, "A psalm for the living, not the dead. This is not the psalm for my funeral. It is the poem for my life." When I did his funeral, we didn't use Psalm 23 because it was a poem for his life. Listen again. This is a psalm for the living, not the dead. Not a psalm for a funeral, but a poem for my life. Well, over the next 3 weeks, I encourage you to write notes on how the Good Shepherd has been with you throughout your life. You can even write me at PastorDave@theSeedChristianFellowship.com and let me know how this psalm speaks to you and why. In my church back in Round Rock, Texas, a member of the church, his name's Tom, and he gave me permission to share this. He flew over 104 combat missions during his tour in Vietnam. In his combat missions, he flew over the dreaded Red River Valley called the Thud Area, T-H-U-D, Thud Area. The Thud Area was where most of the F-105s were shot down, going down with a loud thud. Tom shared with me that as he was flying over the Thud Area, he would recite Psalm 23. When he came to verse 4, he changed the word. "Even though I fly over the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil." Tom was never shot down, but his plane was hit many times by anti-aircraft guns. There are many wonderful books written on Psalm 23. I would love for you to go find Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. The picture that Philip Keller paints in this passage is of the seasonal migration of the sheep from the lowlands where the sheep spend winters through the valleys to the high places where they go in summer. The valleys are the places of rich pasture and much water, but they're also places of danger. Wild animals lurk in the caves and dark places of the canyons. There are flash floods that sweep through the valley. The mountainside is scarred by deep ravines, gulches, and draws, but the only way to get to the top of the mountain is along these valleys. After the long fall winter, the valley's pastures have been chewed up and mowed down by the sheep. There's no food, plus it's going to get hot down in the valley, so it's up to the mountaintop they go. But in order to get to the top, they have to go through the valley. Well, that's a principle for us too. For us to get to the top, we have to go through the valley. The first part of verse 4 teaches us that we will have valleys in our lives. Maybe you're in a valley right now during this worldwide pandemic. Life as we have known it has been shut down. All of us are living in the valley today. Some of us go to work exposing ourselves and our loved ones to the dangers of a pandemic. Others of us are sheltered down, staying home in the hopes the virus will soon be under control. It is a dark valley, and the truth is just by living, we will walk through dark valleys of life. We will walk through valleys of trials and tribulations, temptations, hardships, addictions, suffering, pain, anxiety, grief, and so many other valleys. The hope that I offer to you today is that in the valley of life, we will develop character. It's in the valleys of life that we develop character. That's your first so what here, if you want to write it down. And maybe my so what question is, what kind of character is God developing in you through this pandemic, this AKA valley? What kind of character is God developing in me through this pandemic? What kind of character is God developing in you in this pandemic? The first promise of this verse is that we will go through the valleys. The great shepherd does not keep us in the valleys of the shadow of death forever, but promises to lead us through. We do not take up permanent residence in the valley. We don't build houses in the valley of the shadow of death. Right here in verse 4, we learn that the valley of the shadow of death is something that we go through. The valley of the shadow of death is not our permanent resting place. The valley is a passageway to the mountaintop. The promise here is that we will walk through the valleys of our problems, the valleys of our pain, the valleys of our pandemic, the valleys of our mistakes, missteps, and miseries. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and today the sermon is The Valley of Vision, and we're on verse 4 of Psalm 23. God is going to walk us through these valleys. There's a famous valley near Bethlehem, and David took his sheep through this valley. Jesus also walked through this same valley as he traveled from Galilee to Jerusalem. The valley runs from Jericho to Jerusalem, and it is called the Wadi Kelt. Wadi, W-A-D-I, Wadi Kelt. Wadi is a Mideastern word that means deep valley. This is the route that Jesus would have taken in biblical times. You can read the references of this in Matthew 19 and 20. In Jesus' day, this wadi was dubbed the Bloody Pass, or the Way of Blood. Could this be the same valley that David is writing about? The valley of the shadow of death, those seven words. But David puts a key word at the very beginning of those seven words, through. Do not forget that, friends. We are following our good shepherd of the sheep. We are following our good shepherd through the valley of the shadow of death. The good news is that as we are in the valley, we do not need to worry or be frightened because our shepherd has already passed through this valley himself. Listen, when you are changing pastures or changing locations or facing difficulty or even facing death, you can be assured that your good shepherd, Jesus, knows this route well. Jesus traveled the valley of the shadow of death on his way to the cross. Jesus fills this valley with his promise of his powerful presence and his perfect peace. There is resurrection light at the far end of the valley. Did you hear me? There is resurrection light at the far end of the valley. Here is the stark reality we all know. One day our good shepherd will lead us all through the final valley of the shadow of death. He will take us to the mountaintop by way of this valley. He will guide us to his house with many rooms. This is the promise Jesus gave to his disciples shortly before he was handed over to be killed. I love the passage in John 14 verses 1 through 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's a good word, isn't it, for us today? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me where I am. Do you hear the words of the shepherd king? Do you hear the words of the promise of the good shepherd? Jesus, who lays his life down for the sheep. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you and me, a house with many rooms. Jesus has passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus has conquered the bloody pass once and for all. We are not to let our hearts be troubled. We are to trust in God, trust in our good shepherd, Jesus. His promise is that he will come back for us. The Good Shepherd will not leave us in the valley of the shadow of death. He is merely leading us through the valley to the mountaintop. Like the children's nursery story goes, we can't go over it, we can't go under it, we must go through it. So the first promise is that we go through. The second promise is that we don't have to be afraid. In March of 2000, I sat by my mom's bedside and read Psalm 23 to her. This psalm brought her much comfort during her final days. As I sat there holding her hand, I reflected on verse 4. I shared with my mom that death is but a shadow. In February of this past year, right here in this house where I'm doing the recording because we're in pandemic, I did the same thing. I sat by my mother-in-law, and she was preparing to go through her final valley of the shadow of death. Do you know that there is, if there's a shadow, let me say this again. Do you know that if there is a shadow, there has to be a great light? Jesus is the light of the world. Am I making some sense? Are you hearing what the living word is saying? At the end of your valley of the shadow of death is light, and that light is the light of the world. And that light went through the way of the blood, the bloody paths. And that shadow of death has been conquered by our Good Shepherd. He is our Good Shepherd, and he has gone to prepare a place for us, and he'll come back to bring us to his home. When my mom was dying of cancer, a friend gave me a book. It was called Tuesdays with Maury. It's a story of Maury Schwartz, who had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. The book consists of interviews with Maury in his final months of life. Each chapter deals with a conversation he had with a former student of his, with a specific topic for each week. When Maury discussed death, he wrote down two insightful comments. I'm going to read them to you. Once you learn how to die, you'll learn how to live. Once you learn how to die, you will learn how to live. And the other statement was, death ends a life, but not a relationship. Why are we so afraid of shadows? In 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt won the presidential election. For some, it was called the Year of Crisis. By the beginning of 1933, the Great Depression reached its depth. Death, depression, and despair were running rampant. In FDR's first inaugural address, he gave us those famous words, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." I believe FDR was right. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. We sit in our homes during a worldwide pandemic that has killed thousands and left millions unemployed. Why do shadows develop so much despair, depression, and death in us? The Bible has a lot to say about fear. Do you know that there are at least 365 references to the phrase "fear not" or "do not be afraid," one for each day of the year? Are you fighting fear? Look up a verse a day and put it in your mind, put it on your mirror, put it on your refrigerator. When you're afraid, say the verse out loud. I just looked online the other day, and there's a website, 365 fear nots or 365 fear not verses. Write them down. I have a copy of over 95 verses of the fear not. If you'd like those, email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. com, and I'll email you at least 95 fear not passages. The psalmist tells us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Interesting to note that the verb used here is imperfect, meaning it's not a one-time action, but it's an ongoing action over and over, over and over and over. I fear no evil. I fear no evil facing the shadow of the valley of death, because I'm following a great shepherd who has already traveled through the valley and has conquered all evil. Fear not is point two. We don't have to be afraid of a shadow. Back in 2000, my wife was sick with an unknown sickness. My wife became tremendously afraid that she was going to die. Her body gave her clues as to when an attack was going to happen. Her temperature dropped and she started having involuntary muscle twitches. One day her body temperature dropped below 93 degrees and she collapsed on the floor. I got her to bed, covered her up, and had her sip on some hot water. I sat by her bedside and then I asked her, Honey, what is the worst thing that can happen? Now that's not good pastoral advice, sorry. But I was very close and I love my wife. And I said, what's the worst thing that can happen? We talked about death, dying, and the hope we have as Christians. Our hope is in the power of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the great shepherd who gives us the promise that he will always be with us. My wife cried, and she came face to face with her fear as she drifted off to sleep. She had a dream of Jesus, her good shepherd, leading her through the wilderness. She remembers Jesus telling her, "I know you don't want to travel this desert path, but I promise to show you things here in the desert you cannot see anywhere else." When my wife woke up from a long sleep, she told me about her dream, and she said, "For the first time in her life, I'm not afraid to die. Jesus showed me a tiny slice of heaven. It's indescribably beautiful, Dave. I'm not afraid anymore." She has 20 years under her belt from that experience. I have watched her face fear straight in the face time and time again. The grammar of Psalm 23 shifts significantly in verse 4. David moves from speaking of God in the third person, he, where he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul, he leads me in paths of righteousness for same sake, to speaking of God in the first person, you. David has been speaking about God, but in the valley of the shadow of death, he speaks to God. Well, it's a small detail in the text, but a big difference in our hearts. Knowing God is with us in these valleys. This change from third person to first person is significant, for it is in the valley of the shadow of death where we speak directly to God, because he is with us as we travel through. A story is told of two speakers who were asked to share a few words on the 23rd Psalm for a gathering at a worship service. The first speaker was a professor at a university, highly educated man, and from memory he spoke the psalm and special nuances of the psalm, and after he sat down, a stooped old retired professor stood up to the pulpit, leaning down on the pulpit to steady himself. He started reading the psalm, and as he read, tears began to flow. His voice gained strength, and his eyes sparkled through the tears. By the end of the psalm, he stood tall and was gazing straight into the faces of the people, an invigorated man. And as he sat down, the first professor stood up and said, "Sir, I know the psalm, but you know the shepherd. I'm going to pray that during this time of COVID-19, we can learn these words and we can memorize them and we can know the good shepherd, the great shepherd." This verse speaks to the dark valleys. It speaks to the dark valleys of life. Some of us here today are walking through the valley of the shadow of a death with a loved one. Some of us are walking through the valley of the shadow of a death of a broken dream, a broken heart, a broken relationship, or a valley of financial debt, a valley of addiction. I know people who are walking through undiagnosed 10 on 10 pain. I know of a woman walking through the valley of a heart attack and heart surgery alone in the hospital. But is she really alone? The Good Shepherd is with her. I'm going to pray for you right now that you'll know the Good Shepherd in whatever valley you are in. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for your grace that you walk with us through each and every valley we're in, and that we don't have to be afraid because you are with us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Your Father in heaven is very fond of you. And so am I. God loves you, and so am I. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.